ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، إلى آخر السورة. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: كل أمة دخل الجنة إلا أبا. قيل: يا رسول الله، من أبا؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: من أصاني فقد أبا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, listeners in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the last kitab, Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the last shariat, shariat of Islam. There is no kitab after kitabullah, Quran Kareem. There is no shariat after shariat of Islam. There is no nabi after nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and listeners, there is a brick. When it is lying in the quarry, it has a different status. And that same brick, when it comes onto the pavement, the status changes. And the same brick, if it's taken to the madrasa, the status changes. And the same brick, if it attached to the masjid, the status changes. And the same brick, if it's taken to the Haramain Sharifain and used in the building construction there, the status changes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made nights and other nights, and has made days and other days. Days have specialities, weeks have specialities, nights have specialities, and months have specialities. We have got special days and special nights and special months. Amongst the days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the day of Jum'ah, a special day. He has given us the day of Arafat, a special day. And amongst the months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Ramadan, superseding in virtue and boons and favors in comparison to other months. Nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many an auspicious night. The night of Qadr, the night of Miraj, which is unspecified, chronologically speaking, the night of Muzdalifah, the two Eid nights. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has specifically mentioned the virtues of the two Eid nights. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that whosoever makes ibadat on the nights of Eid, then on that day, when the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade, the person who made ibadat on the nights of Eid, he will be given shade on that night, on that day. Because of his night ibadat, he will be given shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These auspicious nights, respected elders, they come and they go, but for a Muslim, every night is supposed to be the night of Laylatul Qadr. Concerning the night of Laylatul Qadr, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew the exact date wherein the night of Laylatul Qadr was. when he came out to inform the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the exact date from his mind when he saw two personnel quarreling outside. Focusing his attention on the dispute, the exact date wherein the night of Laylatul occurs was removed from the mind of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. An indirect blessing, in fact a direct blessing, which resulted. Because of the auspiciousness of the night, because of the greatness of the night, and because of the importance of the night, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his servants, and the takdeer of man takes place, the takdeer of man is written on this night. Mufti Shafi Sahib in Ma'riful Quran, volume 8, he writes, quoting from Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the tafsir of Qurtubi, that on this night, the Laylatul Qadr night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he specifies all the events that are going to take place for the person and hands it over to the malaika, to the angels for implementation for the next year. How much a person is going to earn, if he is going to live or pass away, life and death, even to this extent that who is going to go for Hajj and who is not going to go for Hajj has been written on this night. Same thing has been stated in Bayanul Quran, if a person reads, and Kamalain also. So respected elders, generally we translate this night, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the might night, the night of might. In fact, it is the powerful night. It is also the night of takdir. It is the night wherein our takdir is being handed over to the malaika for execution. Respected elders, concerning this night, when does it fall? We must clearly understand that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that we should look for it in the odd nights of the last 10 nights, meaning the 21st night, the 25th night, the 27th night, the 29th night. Respected elders, this is the ruling given by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and upon which we should have our faith, our iman, and act upon it. Generally, we are under the impression that it only can be on the 27th, and we try to make maximum ibadat on the 27th alone. Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, in Teachings of Islam, has stated that there are 40 opinions concerning when this night occurs. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi has got a unique statement concerning the Laylatul Qadr night. He states that it floats throughout the year. A great personality like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi has a unique opinion. Respected elders, for us general Muslims, we should follow the rule stated by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam and look for the night either on the 21, 23, 25, 27 or 29. Whereas, respected elders, the proofs provided by the ulama ikram and by the sahaba even, when I start stating them, then you will get the impression that it has to be the 27. And because of the amount and quantity of proofs, one is inclined to say that yes, it could be the 27. But remember that after I state to you all the proofs that it should be on the 27th, and I bring for you about 40 proofs stating that it should be on the 27th night, please do not feel that it has to be on the 27th. The rule is still that it could be 21, 23, 25, 27 or 29. Before stating the proofs, respected elders, how does one realize when is the night? Every person, he seeks the night. Ulama Ikram have stated in the light of the Hadith and Shariat that if a person on this night, no matter if he's hard-hearted and he begins to cry in his dua and he begins to become soft in his dua, then for him that is the night. Some ulama have even stated that a person, for him can be one night and for his friend can be another night and for the congregation another night. Respected elders, for example, when a person is on Arafat and is making dua, the ulama have written, when a person weeps and wails and cries in Arafat, then his Hajj is accepted. So Laylatul Qadr, one of the signs is a person when making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins to cry. Another sign is that the waters turn sweet. Now this could happen to one person or it could happen to numerous persons, and it does not mean that now a person must sit with a glass of water and wait now and keep testing the water and tasting the water and saying, is it becoming sweet now so I know it's Laylatul Qadr. No, it could not happen to you, it could happen to someone else. Or stand by the seaside or seashore waiting for the waters of the ocean to become sweet. This is occurrences happening to individuals. It could happen to someone, it can happen to, could not happen to someone else. Thirdly, respected elders, they say the day, the 27th day, because in Islam the night comes before the day. So the day, the sun rises without its rays. And what do we mean by the sun rising without its rays? Ulama explained that generally when the sun rises, then you feel heat. The rays give off heat. But on this night when the sun rises, it rises without its sting, it rises without its heat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected elders, He has blessed us by keeping the night of Laylatul Qadr hidden from us. Many things have been hidden from us. For example, on the day of Jummah, there is a sa'at, there is a time or day of Jummah that our du'as are accepted. That particular time has been hidden. No one exactly knows when is that time. Ulama say that perhaps it is between the two khutbahs. But this is not a statement of certainty. So the time can float in the whole of Jummah. If a person knew exactly when my du'as are accepted in Jummah, then he will only make du'a on that particular time and after that sleep. Secondly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sharia talks of Salatul Wusta, the center salat or the middle salat, and the center or the middle salat has got many virtues and boons. And because we have got five salats, ulama have said that any one of those five salats can be the Salatul Wusta, can be the salat, the center salat. The Isme Azam, which is the Isme Azam concerned the Isme Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, by which dua is accepted. Ulama have written that when a person, he calls Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the Isme Azam, then his duas are accepted. But which is the name, the Isme Azam? No one knows. And we feel that in every country, in every place, the Isme Azam can change. And for every individual, the Isme Azam can change. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept hidden that action which He likes most, which is readily accepted by Him. That action no one really can specify and say with certainty amongst all the good actions, amongst all the deeds in Islam, no one can say with certainty, you see, this action Allah loves most. Because the individual, the servant, he will only then do that action and slip away. Then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept hidden that action which He hates the most, upon which His wrath and anger descend swiftly upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept that action which He hates most also hidden. Otherwise the individual, he'll only leave off that action and do the good action. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept one other fact hidden, that who are His saints amongst them? Amongst the servants of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept who are His saints hidden. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy has kept this fact hidden. Which fact? That who are the saints? Otherwise individuals will harm them, injure them, and this will cause destruction to mankind. Because respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared war on two individuals. One according to the Quran and one according to the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared war on those who deal in interest, the takers of interest, riba. And according to the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared war on those who harm and injure the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we must know here clearly that the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mean a person walking around with a huge entourage around him and people flocking him and running a fan club. concept of wilayat and sainthood in Islam we have to understand so that we can rectify and correct our aqaid and bring it according to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaat. In this month of Ramadan, what an individual should do, and especially in the odd nights, he should make kasrat a zikr of La ilaha illallah. Kasrat a zikr, he should make abundance of zikr of this kalima, La ilaha illallah. Walking, talking, going around in the bazaar, dealing, every time he gets an opportunity, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illallah. Secondly, he should seek forgiveness, make istighfar and tawbah, plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. And upon this, in the end I will narrate you a story concerning how happy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes when a person seeks forgiveness. Respected elders, and the third thing a person should do is to seek Jannat. And seek Jannat, pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Jannatul Firdaus. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that when you ask for Jannatul Firdaus, the highest stages of Jannat. Fourthly, respected elders, is to seek refuge, to seek pana from Jahannam. To seek pana from Jahannam, that when we are saved from Jahannam and when we are given Jannat by forgiveness, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with us. Respected elders, this night, most of the scholars say it falls on the 27th, and there are proofs now I present before you. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and who states that in the surah itself, the word Laylatul Qadr appears 3 times. And the Laylatul Qadr, the words, these 2 words, comprise of 9 letters. So 9 letters appearing 3 times gives us 27. He also states that in the surah, the pronoun here appears. And this pronoun here refers to the noun Laylatul Qadr. And the pronoun here is the 27th word in the surah. Is the 27th word in the surah. So when the pronoun here is 27, is referring to the noun Laylatul Qadr, that is 27. Respected elders, there are 540 rukus in the Quran. 540 rukus in the Quran. If a person reads Tarawih Salah 20 rakats, and in each rakat he reads 1 ruku, in each rakat he reads 1 ruku, then 20 times 27 will give you 540. 20 times 27 will give you 540. Respected elders, because of this letter 27, the letter appears 7. So, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi quotes in his book, Bunya, of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that this word 7 appears so many times that one is forced to say that Laylatul Qadr could be on the 27th. And he says that, number one, there are 7 skies. Number two, there are 7 earths. Number three, there are 7 nights, 7 days. Four, 7 stars there are. There are 7 oceans. And when a person goes between Safa and Marwa, he goes 7 times. And when a person makes tawaf of the Kaaba, he goes 7 times. Now when a person goes to pelt the shaitan, which we call Ramiya Jamarat, he goes to pelt the shaitan when he comes from Mina, when he comes from Muzdalifah to Mina,